It's something we take for granted. You flush the toilet and the stuff goes, well, it goes somewhere, right? All we care about is that it's gone. In Santa Barbara, the city is trying to go the extra mile in making its wastewater useful. Work is wrapping up on a more than two-year, $32 million project to make the city's treatment facility cutting edge.
We're leveraging everything that comes in here and turning it into something this community could use or will need in the future. Water we were treating met all state and federal regulations, but what we've done to it now by diversifying the bacteria that we have here allows us a better water quality that we could potentially use for more use of recycled water in the community.
Joshua Hagmark is the City of Santa Barbara's Water Resources Manager. He takes us on a tour of the 14-acre wastewater treatment facility, which has been renamed the El Estero Water Resource Facility. After climbing up some stairs, we come across what looks like a rooftop series of pools called primary clarifiers. You can hear the roar of water flowing through these pools. Now, these aren't the kind of pools you'd want to swim in. The heavy waste settles to the bottom of them, where bacteria goes to work.
Our wastewater operators are really like bacteria farmers, and so they're trying to cultivate these bacteria, which do all of our work. The billions of employees that are bacteria employees that are actually treating our waste and turning it into something that we can use.
Hagmark says by modifying this pool system, they've created a situation where natural bacteria can do a better job of purifying the wastewater. The facility handles about 6 million gallons a day.
The bacteria we had before, the bacteria's life cycle was 2 days. And they were beneficial and they treated our waste and they did a fine job. We want to do more with recycled water. We want to do more with this water. We want to pull more out of it. And so we've now created a process in which our bacteria are now 7-8 days old. And so we're able to have and treat a larger constituents in our wastewater.
There are a number of other improvements in the system, which uses gas created during the processing to power much of the facility and turns waste into usable compost for farms and parks.
Biogas is produced. We're able to run at least 70% of our energy needs here via hot water and electricity from running that through a cogen facility. And then we also take all of our biosolids that come out of the process and we are working with a third party to turn that into compost. Really trying to close the loop on all of those different streams that come out of this process.
The facility's operations supervisor, David Lewis, says turning waste into something reusable isn't as nasty or routine as you might think.
There's environmental protection. I think it's serving the community. It's interesting. We're managing an ecosystem. It's never boring.
Most of the money for the $32 million project came in the form of a low-interest loan from the federal government. Mike Stoker is the regional administrator for the Environmental Protection Agency's Region 9, which includes 4 states and U.S. territories in the Pacific.
This project represents a whole new path going forward for the next generation. I grew up, they were called wastewater treatment plants or sewage plants. This truly is a water resource center. Our grandkids' generation aren't going to think of these kind of facilities as waste or sewage. This is the future.
The City of Santa Barbara's Joshua Hagmark says the improvements are important because they enhance the city's water portfolio, which also includes a desalination plant which turns ocean water into drinking water.
We have probably one of the most diverse water supplies in all of California and definitely in the United States, whether it's state water, Kachuma water, Gibraltar water, recycled water, desal, and potentially potable reuse in the future. That kind of diversity is really what builds this community's resilience, no matter if it's an earthquake, a drought, a fire.
Santa Barbara City Councilman Randy Rouse says the city has to be innovative.
This is really important because we live in a cool coastal desert. And we have a very limited water resource. We've just gotten through a major drought, probably headed for another drought.
The processed water, which flows from this facility through a pipe into the ocean 1.5 miles offshore, is now drinking water quality. The state currently doesn't have standards for turning wastewater into drinking water, but the technology now exists to do it. The hardest part of the concept is getting people past the ick factor. But the upgraded El Estero facility is taking the recycling concept to a new level, well past what's legally required. In Santa Barbara, Matt Sorosco, KCLV News.